Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqarahu. The title is Mujhe to Qurb ka Alam Diya Hai Aah Sehrane. Suna hai khanqahon mein mohabbat ke mehane. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہے فرزانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے بلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے حسینوں کے اجر جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن حسینوں کے اجر جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن بتانا جا کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے بتانا جا کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سحرانے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سحرانے جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ نادان جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ نادان نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کسی کی آہ مظلومی سوقت ظلم دناتا هو إحاني أبا تظالم جيس ويراني هو إحاني أبا تظالم جيس ويراني ستا يا عمر برب جهالني سمعي نبوتكو ستا يا عمر برب جهالني سمعي نبوتكو مگر بدنا مهي دونو جهامي اسك افساني مگر بدنا مهي دونو جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بیتا بھی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بیتا بھی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہارے بیا پر خوف فردانے کیا مجبور اظہار بیا پر خوف فردانے نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستا غم کے سودانے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستا غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستا غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى On the instructions of our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh, we'll just try and give a brief translation of this very beautiful bayan of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Munawwar Allahu Marqadahu, Arif Billah. And this shows a very, very special connection Hazrat and Ahlullah have got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which people like myself won't even get an iota and won't even get a proper idea. But inshallah, hopefully through the barakat of our honorable illustrious Shaykh, try and give a brief, broken explanation. Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, Mujhe to Qurb ka alam diya hai aaye sahara ne. Hazrat says that what have given me the special closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my deep sighs in the desert, in the jungles. In the jungles, people are scared and worried, and they don't want to go to the deserts and the jungles. It's very scary. And people think they get enjoyment. In the gardens, they don't get enjoyment. The Ahlullah, when they're alone in the desert, in other words, they're alone in the solitude, and they're crying and they're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are, their sighs, deep sighs, at the time of tahajjud, etc. They are gaining closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we can't even imagine. That we're sitting in beautiful gardens, in hotels, etc., and we're getting distance from Allah. And they are in the jungles and in the deserts, and they are getting closer and closer to Allah, all the time making, ah, ya Allah, how did I pass my life? Their ibadat, they're making ah. That, oh Allah, I read this tahajjud, but the way you, when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all awliya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after tahajjud used to say, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. That, oh Allah, where can we make your ibadat the way you are worthy of it? You are so great, ya Allah. When we cannot recognize you, oh Allah, then how are we going to be able to make your ibadat? So this reality gives the closeness of Allah. Allah says when you have realized this, then Allah Ta'ala draws that person closer and closer. As Hazrat says that those people who fool themselves and think that they will fool people also, just put an outward show of a big jubba, big tasbih, etc., and do all wrong things and try and fool people that they are big walis, they are fooling themselves and they are fooling the world. So Hazrat is teaching us how to get this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and where you will get it. Allah has kept special places for special things. And like Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi explained so simple. Our Hazrat says like simple arithmetic to us, that for every person to understand, ki agar do chahe to kaha milega? Do dualo se. If you want milk, where will you get it? Can't go to a hardware shop and say I want milk, they'll tell you your screws are loose. They'll tell you go to the supermarket, go to the dairy. Agar kebab chahe to kaha milega? If you want kebabs, where will you get it? Those that are selling kebabs. Agar mitai chahe kaha milega? Mitai walo se. Those that are distributing and selling mitai. To agar Allah chahe to kaha milega? If you want Allah, where will you get Allah? You will get Allah, Allah walo se. And this is what is called the khanka. So Hazrat is explaining the reality of this khanka. Not that we just come even make loud zikr also, but we haven't got an iota of what we came here for, to get closeness to Allah. And how we will get this closeness to Allah every day, every majlis, our Hazrat teaches us more and more. Allah open my heart and all our hearts, inshallah. Hazrat says, Suna hai khankao mein muhabbat ki hai mekhane. Diya karta hai saqi aashiqon ko jaam aur peymane. Says we have heard that in the true khankas where ah takes place, that oh Allah, how did I spend my life? And this ah is tawbah. Allah says Allah, but in the name of Allah, which shows Allah is the true Allah, our true Rabb, only in Allah's name Allah has kept our sight in there. That when you take Allah's name with little lengthening, Allah, oh Allah, how did I pass my life? Please forgive me. Just that, Allah says my banda is realizing his mistake, and that is tawbah. Otherwise, we can say 100 times the word tawbah, but we don't have a regret, and we don't change our life, and that is not tawbah. So Allah Ta'ala, where will you get this reality? In the khankas. Otherwise, Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh, in another poem says so beautifully, in that khanka where you don't learn to make tawbah, and to change your life and get closeness to Allah, and you just come, have a majlis, have some loud zikr, have some entertainment and lunch, and that's not khanka, it's khamakha. It's just a waste of time. Allahu Akbar. Like one Abdul Rahim Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, passed away recently, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah, rahmatullah alayhi, son-in-law. Once here in the majlis, he said that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali said that a person who's given khilafat and he's now got an honorable position, but he doesn't uphold that position. That to realize that I am the vicegerent of Allah, I must live according to the laws of Allah. Now he thinks that I am some great wali, and he doesn't pray, and he just leads his life anyhow, and thinks he's got a lot of murids, and he says that's not khilafat, that's khali afat. You're spreading more afat in the world. So Allah save me, all of us. Just to talk is very easy, but the reality is something else. And this is for my own self. All of us, we should think of our own condition. So Hazrat says, we have heard that in the real khankas of our pious elders, and when you hear of those khankas, you are shocked how people used to get up early in the morning, how they used to make zikr, tahajjud. And it's just mind-boggling how our elders used to make zikr and tahajjud. And then in the daytime again, teaching kitabs and giving a dawah towards the oneness of Allah. Unreal, we can't imagine. So in those khankas, what you get? Muhabbat ke mehkhane. So those are the real taverns where the love of Allah is distributed. Not the taverns where, especially this time of the year, people think that we are going for holiday, enjoying our drinks, etc. You lose your mind. You don't even know who you are. You don't know who's your mother, your daughter. So that is not a tavern where you get the love of Allah. And as you get this drink of the love of Allah, now your mind comes to your senses. How did I pass my life? Ya Allah, please, I want to change my life. And that person who becomes serious, now you see he's on that road. When he will be on the road, Diya karta istaki, aashiko ku jam paymane. The one who's distributing that wine of the love of Allah, the Shaykh, who's called the Saqi. And this wine actually comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this world, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. On the special servants, Allah sends the sakina, the special wine. And then the real taste of it, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا tahura. When you reach Jannah, and Allah says, Allah will give you that sharabi tahura. This is the effect of that love of Allah, which Allah has poured. The greatest of all, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam got that pure wine of the love of Allah. What he distributed to Sahaba, we are shocked. We can't imagine what these human beings, or they surpass angels also, rijal. And like it is said, if Sahaba have to come in the world today, they'll think we are not even Muslims. Where are we? And we think they are fanatics. But those who get this drink of the love of Allah, so the Shaykh, he distributes jam wa peymane, with that big god, with the pitcher in which the wine is kept, but according to each individual's measurement. How much we need, and we'll see, we all say, when we come to the majlis, I had this question, and Hazrat just answered it. And accordingly, you see, the Shaykh will tell you, make so much zikr, make so much this, so we have to keep contact. So if we do it according to our measurement, in a small time, we'll see that Allah, alhamdulillah, I'm progressing. Overnight, you don't expect you'll just come here and become a big Shaykh. But if you come regularly with this intention, with this niyat, that, oh Allah, I want your love, oh Allah. Oh Allah, please give me that distribution from my Shaykh. So further, Hazrat reminds us, now see, that Shaykh, that will be a person who will have the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't get fooled and think many places are called big khankas also. But in reality, what is happening there? Khilaf-e rai sunnat jo bana karte hai mastane, wo diwane bazair hai, magar andar hai farzane. That a person who's leading his life contrary to the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat is referring to all these fraud shaykhs and all people involved in bid'at, etc. That shaykh is like a big buzurg in front, but woman also sitting in front of him, and he says, no, it doesn't matter, I can see your wife, I'll blow on her and she'll become cured, etc. All these false things, Hazrat says, outwardly he's acting like a mad lover of Allah, mastani, and he acts like he's in a different world, that Hazrat is just making muraqabah. He's not making muraqabah, he's in own, Hazrat says, like, then they want to have the kawali, and he goes like into a hal. Hazrat says, ye hal tera jal hai. This hal of yours that you're showing you in a different world is just a net, a trap. You want to trap people. And people that don't have reality, they fall for that. And sadly today, we see people take their wives also to such people. And izzat are being lost. So we should realize, Hazrat says, outwardly, what diwane hai? Outwardly they look like mad lovers of Allah.
big big tasbih, pagri also, and big big buzurg, making muraqabah. Magar andar farzani. Inside, not even an intelligent person. He's a cheat. He's a fraud. He knows how to loot people. And not only loot your money, he's looting our iman. So as our Hazrat explains, a true khanka. And our tariqah is ala minhajil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our tasawuf is according to the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This tasawuf is nothing new. This khanka is nothing new. It's from the time of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to see if it is according to sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then follow that person open-heartedly and you'll get this love of Allah. Hazrat says, who are these people? Jo arif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. Bala jo ghair arif hai, wo unka rutba kya jaane. Those who have recognized Allah. As Hazrat says it so beautifully, to get this recognition of Allah, one beautiful, easy way, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai jannat ki raaste. Allah jalla jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. You follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only you'll be on your road to jannat, in this world you'll get cash greater than jannat. You'll get the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. And Hazrat says, those that have got this recognition of Allah, in what world they are, in the real world of enjoyment, you don't even know. You think you're enjoying yourself in your foolish khanka and fooling people. See the arifs of Allah, those who get up and make tawbah and engage in tahajjud and then worry of the ummah, they are in a different world. What do those who don't know about Allah, like myself, we don't even have the ABC of being, of marifat still. So we don't know of the lovers of Allah, that what is their position. Their position is very high by Allah. They are very close. Outwardly they might look very simple also. Like our Honorable Shaykh Allah, so many great personalities they acknowledge. That what we heard of this personality is great, but when we saw him, we even shocked. His humbleness is beyond our imagination. So the friends of Allah, they're in a different world. And we think, they are just ordinary, simple people. So many people have acknowledged that we thought, who's this Mauli Sahab giving bayan? But when we heard that words that come out from the heart, our whole life changed. Today we can't leave that daman, and we can't leave. So this was the Sahaba, Hazrat Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying. Sahaba, when they didn't know Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then when they started hearing the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they just became fida. So on the lovers of Allah, you will just become fida. So Allah Ta'ala opened the eyes of our hearts and realize what treasures we have got and what an honorable majlis we have got. It is only the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here what we have come here, to get this wine of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat reminds us that those people who are involved in, again, sunnah, and all their own ideologies, and human also in front of them, haseeno ke ujar jayenge jab geographia ek din, bata nada, kaha jayenge apne dil ko behlane. Then now you're sitting with all these lovely dolls in front of you outwardly. Say, I'm a big sheikh, never mind, let them sit in front of me, I'll blow on them, I can see your wife, etc. That type of sheikh is not permissible. It comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever touched the hand of a ghair mahram, never looked at the ghair mahram lady. So who else can be a greater sheikh than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So we have to be extremely careful in these matters. Hazrat says that now you are enjoying yourself. You say you are doing, spreading the love of Allah to them, but you are actually massaging your nafs, as our Hazrat says. You're getting enjoyment. What is happening under your lungi, only Allah knows. And Hazrat says, don't think that now they look very beautiful, but just now their geography is going to change. That woman is not going to remain so smart all the time. After a few years, kalta naksha jawanika, aje lakab nana nanika. That yesterday you were standing in front of the mirror, dressing, today you are old nani and nana. So you also going to become an old man, she's also then. Where are you going to go? You tell me. That old stupid fool, you are enjoying and thinking you are enjoying your nafs and enjoying your pleasures. Now where are you going to turn to make your heart happy and to give yourself artificial enjoyment? Our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, may ek baat batao, must I tell you something of enjoyment? People say, ji Hazrat bata de, say guna mein maza hai hi nahi. Then let me tell you, in sin there's no enjoyment. Artificial food, as Hazrat explained so beautifully yesterday. Our pious elders, Hazrat Muhammad Tajwa Rahmatullah Ali, says that outwardly people think, as they ask, وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, that this enjoyment of liquor and gambling, there's so much food in there, why must we be stopped? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not going to go into detail, I don't even understand and can explain as our Hazrat has explained it so beautifully. That Allah says, okay, yes, there is some benefit in there, but wa ismuhuma akbaru min nafihima. It might be just one guna, but this guna is so great that all the good in the world that you might think you're going to get from that wine and gambling is far greater than that. So guna is so great as Allah is, that is how Allah's command is so great. And where we will learn the greatness of Allah in this type of khankas, not in other environments, not wherever we just want to listen to anybody's lectures, etc. We have to see where we take our deen from. And this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَانْزُرْ أَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُ دِينَكُمْ. See from who you take your deen. Otherwise everybody will be claiming that we're spreading deen. But today we're not getting deen, we're getting all false ideas and fooling ourselves. So Hazrat reminds us, جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہو گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سارا ہے. That person who is involved in haram, and even Allah's thought come to him and he's sitting in a garden, then he's sitting with all our outward enjoyment, but he's get ghabrat. He doesn't enjoy. It's like today many people say, it's zikr of Allah, their stomach pain. Hazrat says so beautifully, an allergy. You take a tablet, it affects you, a reaction on you. Today people who don't have the love of Allah, outwardly even in work of deen, but you don't have the reality of the love of Allah, somebody else is making zikr, you getting stomach pain. So these people outwardly in enjoyment, in pleasures, in beautiful hotels, in gardens, but they get their minds, they say, no, we get heated up to make zikr of Allah. We get ghabrat. And Allah Hazrat says that myself and our friend, the walis of Allah, I get the closeness of Allah in the jungles. When I say, ah, and I take a deep sigh in the desert, in the jungles, what closeness of Allah I get and enjoyment. These people, they can't get an iota even in the beautiful gardens. So further Hazrat explains, Jo Zahid, Ishtre na asna hai, phir bhi wo nada, nahi samjha hai khud, lekin chala mujhko samjhane. Allah Akbar. This is very high and very beautifully explained also. Hazrat says that person who's a Zahid, that means outwardly he's making lot of ibadat. He's punctual with his ibadat, everything, but he's still dry, he's khushk. He doesn't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time he's making ibadat, but just making tons, just looking at people. See how that one is making namaz. See what that alim, he talks so much, but he doesn't even make tahajjud. He doesn't even know Allah Akbar. What is their condition? So Hazrat says, ishqe na asna. He still doesn't even have the ABC of what is the love of Allah. What is ishq? What is to be a true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As it's explained, Allahu Akbar, the sleep of a arif, of a great alim, is far greater than the tahajjud of a zahid. A person, he may, but the alim, he's going to do work of deen. So he doesn't know. He's still unaware of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's still nada, he's still immature like myself. Nahi samja, he himself didn't understand the ABC of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now he wants to be like a big sheikh, explain me and tell me about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we got the audacity. Today we want to say, that alim is like this, that alim is like this. And shaitan fools us. He doesn't want us to get close to Allah. So he gets us involved in unnecessary arguments and fools us and say today the ulama have ikhtilaf. That's got nothing to do with us. It's not our work to even discuss that. We don't have to worry what the ikhtilafs in the different departments of deen. That is not our work. We don't understand it. How we want to explain, and we want to explain ulama. Allahu Akbar. This is the sign, Hazrat is saying, our stupidity. My own stupidity, and we all should check our own self. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم درنا تھا ہوئے ہے جا خانہ آباد ظالم جس نے ویرانے. اللہ اکبر. حضرت says that poor عارف, he is a love of Allah. You will tell him what you want to, he'll just keep quiet. He'll explain you little if you understand. If you don't, you will say bad words. You will even make zulam upon him. Hazrat says that when he have to make one sigh to Allah, that to Allah, this man is, what's he talking? He's making zulam upon me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom. That be careful of the dua of an oppressed person. Whoever it may be, can be my wife, I'm oppressing her, and she just have to say, ah, ya Allah. that be careful. It can be a non-Muslim also. It can be any person. We see how Allah Ta'ala has turned the tables. Tilkal ayyam nudawilu abayna nas. Our Hazrat explained so beautifully. The nation that taught, the Boers, they thought that we will, nobody will take away our government. 300 years they ruled our country. And when Allah changed the tables, Allah says, Hazrat says so beautifully, they were a stupid nation. And Allah says in the Quran Kareem also, Qawman Bura, stupid nation. So we also shouldn't be stupid and think that we are living in our palaces here and we don't make our homeland in Jannat. So we shouldn't be oppressing the friends of Allah and say, the khankas, they just talk like that. They say you can't take pictures and you can't take, don't pass oppressive remarks and give them hurt to their heart. If you're hurting their heart and that oppression and they have to just take that side, Hazrat says that those people who are zalims, living in big, big palaces, their house became uninhabited and these walis, these poor people, Allah gave them inhabitants. Now they are ruling the world. So don't need that. Here actually Hazrat is referring to the friends of Allah. Don't pass remarks and don't give your own remarks towards them. And in no way, all the time, myself, all of us, one niyat Hazrat teaches us. And the sign of a wali, that when you get up in the morning, Ya Allah, that I make intention, I won't cause harm to any makhluk of Allah. Particularly a Muslim, particularly my family and your walis, O Allah, please protect me from causing iza to any Muslim and any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So further, like Hazrat is giving, what an example. That look at the greatest wali that ever came on the face of the earth, the greatest Nabi and Rasul, Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who didn't understand his position, they thought they are very big leaders and they were very oppressive. Sataya Umar Bar. بو جہل نے سمی نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے. Hazrat says, take a lesson. Abu Jahl taught, I am a big leader. I got a lot of followers. Came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making sajda at Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Akbar. And he says, didn't I tell you before, I don't want to see you by performing namaz here. And next time I see you, I will trample your head, aliyazubillah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just said, just get away. Allahu Akbar. The next time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing namaz, he came front and immediately he went back. His people asked him, what happened? He says, I saw a trench in between this personality and me, what fire and some very strange creation in there. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, Allah Ta'ala has put a trench of fire between me and him, and Malaika were there. Had he come one hair's breadth close, they should have crushed him to pieces and would have finished him up. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us, and Hazrat says it so beautifully, that the friends of Allah, they won't take revenge. In fact, as Hazrat explained, the friends of Allah, their hearts are so big. Then what was the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Day and night making dua for Abu Jahl, making dua for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But the more we commit sin, our heart becomes harder and harder. And if Allah seals the heart, like Abu Jahl, his heart was sealed now. Nothing for him. Now today we find, Hazrat says, Magar badnaam hai dono ja. Whose name is honored in the world? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whose name is disgraced in the world and forever? And in both worlds, the malaika cursed him, in this world people cursed him. And where his head is, who he thought his head is so high, worse than the Fir'aun of that time, he was the Fir'aun of this ummah. And even when they slaying his head, he said, take my head with respect to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a terrible enemy. And today his head lies where all the filth and dirt and the sewage of Badr is still falling on his head. And so we see that if you cause harm to a wali of Allah, you only disgrace yourself. They'll say salam, you carry on your way. And in fact, they'll make dua for you. Like Hazrat explains the incident of Ibrahim and Adam rahmatullahi. People mock at him, they make dua. Nabi saw some day and night making dua and fikr and crying for the enemies. And what enemies accepted Islam, we can't imagine. Kaha tak zabde beta bhi, kaha tak baas badnami, kya majboor izhar baya par khof fardane. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, when this love of Allah comes in the heart and it just starts boiling, then how much can I keep myself into control? People will say, Maulana, don't talk. But when you see what is happening in the world, now TV is like an open thing. Ulama accepting it, everything. Hazrat says, how long can I contain myself? When you got this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it just forces me to express my words and to tell people the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now I don't fear that people who outwardly are very intelligent, what they will pass remarks upon me. They are not worried of the remarks of people, they are worried of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we didn't inform people that this is going to harm you, this is going to harm your deen. So he says, how long must I make zabt and control myself and worry people will say I'm a mad person, like Allahu Akbar. People said that to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all our elders, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. Allah is taking qasam in the name of Allah that Allah says, we have given you this ni'mat, you are not mad. You don't worry, you carry on spreading the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat further reminds us that be alert, na kar tahkir e zahid, khuda ke dar mando ki, maqami dard dil ko be khabar tu aankh kya jaane. That don't ever look down upon such lovers of Allah. And say, these ulama in this time, they are backward. They don't know. Now we're moving with times. Now technology is moving far. You need to use all the technology. Allahu Akbar. We have to spread deen according to how it was shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And according to how our elders have taught us. And don't look down upon any alim for that matter. Our work is to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particularly the lovers of Allah who have got the pain of the love of Allah ta'ala in their heart and the concern of the ummah. Hazrat says, maqame dard e dil ko be khabar tu. Kya jaane? This position of dard e dil, of the love of Allah, this is such a high position. Myself, I don't have an inkling, an iota. Where will we get an idea? What you know? Take a deep sigh that these people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this love of, and burning love of Allah. The Sahaba had it, the pious, when they see us doing wrong, that deep sigh goes in their heart. These people don't know what is this love of Allah. Rather they are passing remarks and they're saying we are backwards, but they don't know. Please Ya Allah, you please Ya Allah. As Hazrat explained, Allah Akbar, by Abdul Wahab Sahib, Damat Barakatum, Allah grant him complete shifa, and we benefit from these great personalities. Says Ya Allah, those that are doomed to Jahannam, change your decision. Please, what feeling they got for the Ummat, I don't have an idea, an inkling for it. And these are the lovers of Allah. You see, they're making dua, even if their hands are not raised, in their hearts, they all the time. So we don't know this position of dard e dil, but we want to pass remarks. And we want to say, no, it's in our different times. Islam needs a facelift. It's a modern time. No, let us understand true deen from the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Tajalli unki hoti hai ata'i kalb shikasta mein. Kya hai kalb ko? Kya hai kalb ko? Lekin shikasta gham se ke so jaane. Allah Akbar. Allah's special focus, Allah's special rahmat, all the time, tajalli, the special focus of Allah is all the time blessing them, ata qalbar, that is Allah Akbar. One is knowledge you learn and one is ilme wahabi, the special grace of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the knowledge, the love of Allah that comes on the heart of the true lovers. And who are those true lovers? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, "Ana inda munkasiratul qulub." I am with the broken hearts. And who are actually broken hearts? Not that person who is in illicit love affair and now his beloved who doesn't want to talk to him, his heart is broken. No, the lovers of Allah, that, oh Allah, how did we spend our life? Oh Allah, the ummah, what is happening to us? We are engaged in sin. So when they see sin, and they themselves, their ibadah, they regard as sin. Allah Akbar. Has not been fulfilled properly. So that heart is broken. That is where Allah puts his tajalli. Allah puts his special focus upon them. And Allah says, what can I say? That my heart actually has bought this grief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have made a deal with the grief of Allah. So that's why my heart is filled with the love of Allah. So here if we want, this is the system of Allah. We want this love of Allah. We want the sakina, the peace and contentment. This, you can't, Hazrat say so beautifully. This is not that you can drill in the ground and take out oil and petrol. If that was the case, these people, Western people, long time they should drill and take out this peace and contentment of the heart. But this comes from Allah. And where does it come? On those broken hearts who felt, Ya Allah, I didn't spend my life properly. Oh Allah, make my life, give me your love, the whole ummah, bring them, the whole of insan and jinnat, bring them onto your love, oh Allah. So that heart, Allah is just pouring His special tajalli. نئی ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستہ غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے. That in nobody's life, especially the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have to learn their life and see that what did they go through pain for the love of Allah. We go through pain for dunya, small deals we lose, or just one woman, aliyazu billah, save me, save us all, doesn't want to talk to us, we go mad, and we get in depression, and going in mad hospitals. The Ahlullah, they don't go mad, but in the heart, their pain they have got, that what sin is taking place, what disobedience of Allah is taking place, what haram laws are passing. So Hazrat says, if you hear their lifestyle, and every wali of Allah, when you hear their lifestyle, what the sacrifices they went through for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do we know of the hearts of the friends of Allah that have been shattered with this pain, with this grief of the disobedience, how these people are spending their time in the disobedience of Allah. وَهِي کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرہ اختر جو ظالم درد عرفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے. اللہ اکبر. Hazrat says that those people who are unmindful of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are passing remarks on these great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is watchful. That Allah ta'ala is saying, Wallahu yasimuka minan nas. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let people say what they want to. We will protect you. We will take care. So people can pass remarks, but end of the day, you see the honor and respect comes for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq understanding to beg Allah ta'ala for this great love, and we can't make enough shukr. Allah has granted us this beautiful gathering of our honorable Shaykh. We should come here with that correct niyyah that, oh Allah, we also want in even a drop of this true love of ours, and keep us firm on the path that you are happy with, that was taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد عن حديث which رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught us a dua, beautiful dua. We have heard it many times. Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Dua of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك. Try to read the Arabic. If you don't know the Arabic, in English also. Said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for your love. We ask Allah Ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Murana was mentioning now, the great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we've got that desire. And if a person has got desire, as Abu Buzurganuddin have mentioned, Hazrat mentions also, that the baby, when it starts crying, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it milk. The milk is created in the breast of the mother when the child cries. So if we are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give it to us through the barakat and blessings of our qadri, our elders. But first we must show from our own side that we've got this love, we've got this desire to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Buzrug beautifully says that kharaja ahlu dunya min ad-dunya, that the people of dunya have left this dunya, they came in this world, they lived in this world, walam yadhuku atyaba shay'in fiha, but they have not tasted the most enjoyable thing in this world. So then it was asked that what is the most enjoyable thing in the world. He said ma'rifatullah azza wa jal, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from recognition, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created. So we, every one of us, we should see how much of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have we got. We are very, very far away. But at least if we've got desire within ourselves, Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, give us the highest level of siddiqiyat. We cannot become Anbiya alayhi salam, but the next level is to become a siddiq. He said, make dua to Allah Ta'ala to make us a siddiq. Make dua for the highest of things. He says, it must not happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell his banda and servants, that, oh my bandas, you asked me for this thing, you asked me for that thing, I granted to you, I granted this to you, but you never asked me for my love, so you are deprived of it. Another person asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe he did not get it in this world, but on the day of Qiyamah Allah is giving to a person, and now a person is deprived. So he says, when we are asking Allah Ta'ala, we ask for dunya things, things of this world, these are small things. Ask for the high things of akhirat. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is short in these treasures. Allah will grant it to a person. So, oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk. The love of those people who love you. This firstly comes, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the love of all our pious predecessors. For us to reach them, we need all of these people. And then the love of our asatida, the love of our mashayikh, and especially our sheikh, each person, his sheikh, the love of Allah, those who have love for you, oh Allah, grant me his love. And finally, وَالْعَمَلْ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنَا فَبَّكْ. It's not sufficient for a person only, I got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I got love for my sheikh, I got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he doesn't make any amal in his life, he doesn't do any good actions. And amal is of two types, one is to do good actions, and one is to abstain from sin. So both those actions have to be done. So Allah ta'ala, grant me the tawfiq and ability to do those amal and actions which will lead me to your love. When a person will do those actions, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us all of those actions, our salah we are performing, but now we have to bring life into it. Whether we are keeping our fasting, we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, these are all actions which create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not just the action itself outwardly, just not quantity, we are dealing in abundance, but Allah give us tawfiq to bring quality within it. Then in that way, the means of contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made. So, وَالْعَمَلْ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنَا حُبَّكْ. So these are three things. One is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those are amal and actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nabi rahmatullah alayhi used to say very, very beautifully that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hadith has mentioned three things: the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the last thing is amal which will lead to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in between he has mentioned the love of those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says why? When a person loves those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically both those things will come. The first thing and the last thing will come. The middle one is easy, to get love of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sit in their majalis, in their gatherings, and to get love and connection with them, because they are human beings, and there is munasab, but there is compatibility with another human being. And it's very, very easy to see his life, to get connection with him, to have love for him, to sit in his gatherings, to take benefit from him. So when a person has the love of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come to their gatherings, they listen to their advices, they practice upon those advices, then inshallah very, very easily a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also on one side, and those amal and actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically it will start coming into his life. Many, many people feel, I can't stay away from guna, I can't stay away from sin. It's very, very hard, very, very difficult. Very easy way of getting out of guna and sin and getting the love of Allah ta'ala is sitting in the gatherings of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing which will happen is that a person in his heart, he will start realizing that I am very, very far away. And he will start having this regret within his heart. And this is the starting stage. And as he continues sitting in the majalis, in the gatherings, the mashayikh will continue mentioning certain things. A person will start changing his life. Slowly, slowly changes will come into a person's life. So one thing is, every one of us make a firm azam and intention that continuously and punctually will come into the gatherings of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not now once in a while, once in 6 months, once in 3 months. But a continuous effort has to be done. Because for a person to get anything in this world, he has to make effort. To get the greatest thing in the world, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely we have to make an effort. So this is one very easy thing. Two things here. One is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq daily. After every namaz, if it's possible, try to read this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. And secondly, that we try to sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi'il khalqi min adami ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this surah, Allah Ta'ala has given us great, great guidelines. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if there was no other ayat, no other surah revealed in the Quran Sharif, only this one surah wal-asr, it was also enough for the guidance of mankind. In fact, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that to any person in the world, if no word of any Nabi reached him, no word of any Quran Sharif, anyone reached him, but to deduce the oneness, the existence of Allah, the Tawheed and oneness of Allah, he will be questioned on that on the day of Qiyamah. Because Allah has made everything so clear that a person can easily realize the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has sent us in this world, from this we can understand, for a definite purpose. And that is to prepare for the Akhirah. Allah has not sent us. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that one of the clear signs that this dunya is not the object of our life is that maut comes here. If this was what you were working for, then you should enjoy it forever. But that maut comes and it puts an end to everything, whether it's your miseries and your sorrows, whether it's your enjoyments and your pleasure, but it puts an end to this worldly life. So this could not have been your object. Your object, and if you think of yourself as a human being, how what things Allah has blessed you with, your brains and your aqal Allah has given you, how you sort out things. People, analysts have written that what computers take 2-3 days to solve a mathematical problem, bees solve it in few moments. So much brain Allah has given to a bee. It solves a problem in a few moments. What computers will take a few days to solve and to get right. So Allah has given us this brain. What a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But now to use it correctly, that is the thing. And to understand that Allah has given us all this, not for this dunya, but to prepare for that life which is eternal. And Allahu Akbar. If we see that life also, the life of Jannat, what the pleasures are. Really a person, as somebody has said, لَسْتُ لِلْفِرْدَوْسِ أَهْلٌ. I'm not fit for Jannat. وَلَا أَقْوَى عَلَى نَارِ الْجَحِيمِ. But oh Allah, I cannot take the fire of Jahannam either. فَهَبْ لِي تَوْبَةً. You make me maaf, my Allah. You forgive me. فَإِنَّ غَفَّارٌ لِلذُّنُوبِ الْعَظِيمِ. You are that being that you forgive great, great, great sins. So Jannat's pleasures, we are not fit for them. What if we read in the Quran Sharif, what those enjoyments are. And you think of me and that Jannat, where am I fit for? Jannatul Firdaus is very, but we must ask for Jannatul Firdaus. We don't look at our own amal, we look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed us, when you ask Allah of Jannat, ask Him Jannatul Firdaus. His mercy is so great, so kind. And what ni'mat, and also Allahu Akbar, those ni'mat of Jannat for those people who have understood and have gained the marifat and recognition of Allah Ta'ala, all what we think of those great ni'mat, that also means nothing to them. For them is the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala, the being of Allah Ta'ala. And really, that is what they strive for.
as it is famous, of Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that if one of the hoors of Jannat have to come and sit on his lap also, he says if you want to listen to Quran Sharif, sit here. Otherwise you can go. So what enjoyment they get. And in Jannat, which comes in the hadith, when the people of Jannat will see Allah Ta'ala, they will forget all the ni'mats of Jannat. So that is what we have to strive for. We have come in this world, we haven't really thought of the object of coming in this world. If we do think of it, to bring iman, alhamdulillah, which is a very great thing, to do a'mal, righteous deeds, to stay away from haram, which is very, very great. But that also, how many of us, we do all this so that the benefits which have been mentioned, we can gain those material benefits. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah reward him, raise his stages very greatly. He says to bring people close to deen, mention the material rewards, which are mentioned in the hadith also. But that is also not the object. The object is not that we live a comfortable life, a happy life. The real, and the object also is not to satisfy our nafs. That is also a big trap which we fall into, and which we have to go, we have to come out of that and move forward. Once we were in Jamaat, and there was an alim who was with us, and mashallah, he was very much engaged in and concerned of his islah all the time. Full time in Jamaat work also, but he told one time, he said, please make dua for me. I'm in one stage and I can't come out of the stage. I have to come out and move forward. Like somebody traveling and he gets stuck somewhere without petrol, got a puncture, whatever else it might be. Now he has to move forward. He can't stay there. Like that, on this path of, we have to be conscious. We are on this path of suluk. And the suluk is to reach the zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Not only to get salvation, not only, which is a very great thing, to die on iman, etc. But it is to find Allah. And that is here while we are in this dunya. Allah has given us this opportunity in this dunya to find Allah Ta'ala. So if we get stuck somewhere, these halat and ahwal and conditions come upon every person individually, collectively. We know collectively the ummah, what we are going through everywhere in the whole world. Individually all the time we know also we're hearing of this person's this problem, that person's that problem. These things are happening all the time. But we must not get stuck in there. Keep our object in mind. A person who has got his object in mind. You want to go for Umrah, for example. Now, so you reached a certain airport where you have to take another plane. For whatever reason, that plane got cancelled or something. You don't find a desk where you can get help or anything. Now, you're not just going to sit at that airport. If that burning desire, oh, let me get the next plane home again, let me go home. If your desire was Baytullah, if your desire was to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll think and work out means somehow or the other, how can I get there to Jeddah, how can I get to Madinatul Munawwara, to Makkatul Mukarramah, that will be your concern. So our object must be to reach Allah Ta'ala, and to find the zaat of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and whatever we do, and we have this within us, we don't ask for it. We ask for afiyat, we ask for peaceful conditions. But at the same time, we have this within us, that no matter what condition I come, I must keep my eyes on the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be pleased with me. And that is our condition. And as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, in many of his ash'ar, he says that it is not on the shore that you find enjoyment, that you are in peaceful conditions. That is, when you are in comfort zone, it is not there where you find Allah. But when you are in problems, and now you turn to and you realize that there is nobody to solve my problems besides Allah. And He is the only one that can solve my problems. And you turn to Him in earnestness and you make dua. And the dua of that time, that is where a person finds the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, in the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which also tells us so many things, wal asr. Allah has taken a course of asr, of time. Whether it is the time of asr, the time just before sunset, or generally time that Allah has taken. And this is a great creation also of Allah Ta'ala, this time. And the time of asr, that is, it has come in the Quran Sharif, it has come in the Hadith Sharif. The time between Asr and Maghrib is a very special time. And it is special also for many reasons. One amongst them, it is the time when a great, great change is taking place. We're going through this every day of our life, but we don't take notice of it. That is the sad part. That this bright day, and the sun was out, and people were busy, and things were happening. Now all that is just packed away. And now the quiet night comes in. What a change is taking place. The sun was out, the sun is gone now, it has set. And now everything has changed. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. They are la for stress, ayat, many, many signs. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ for people of intelligence. But how much do we take notice of it at that time? If you are up, Allah give us all tawfiq that we get up for tahajjud. After tahajjud, the time comes in. And then after a while, fajr. And then again, a great change is taking place. When we're going for fajr, the car lights are on, normally. And when we're returning from fajr, car lights are off. When we were going for Fajr, our house lights we put on to see our way. When we come back from Fajr, if any light is on, we immediately put it off. We don't need it anymore. So what a change has taken place by, and all this is regular to recognize Allah. Anyway, this time itself is a great, great commodity, which we have to appreciate. And this is also one great, great thing, not to waste time. Well, time is that gift of Allah Ta'ala which never returns to a person. Health can come back. Many people so sick, we were just waiting news that actually they will, the news will come that they have passed away. The next news that comes, they are gone for Umrah. They are gone for Hajj. They are so healthy suddenly. So that can happen. Sometimes a person with his finances, he's got so much of problems. What problems in his finances? Next Allah gave him so much of wealth again. Some people, problems in life. What terrible problems they are facing. Suddenly Allah makes them happier. But time is a thing that will not come back. So time is a great thing. And this time, just to remind ourselves also, the measurement of time is also a great, great, great blessing from Allah Ta'ala Himself. That how we measure our time, whether it's by the second, the minute, the hour, all this, and the things that are related to it, so many things. What are the favors of Allah Ta'ala? Innumerable. We cannot count one favor of Allah. All of mankind together cannot enumerate the favors of Allah which is in one favor. And when it will dawn upon us, all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. What favors, now as we are sitting here, every split second, what favors of Allah. When we get up in the morning, when we go to sleep at night, how Allah Ta'ala has kept us intact. How many people forget what, not to forget, but just that is a far thing, Syria, what is happening there? In this world, a person is going out, packing his car, everyone is happy, going for a holiday, we have booked up here, but by the night he's in the Qabristan, he's buried. He never ever imagined that this could happen, but we know it's happening. And it can be me. It could have been me already. It can be me today. Everyone, it can be that we are still living and that we are still in order is nothing but the great, great favors of Allah Ta'ala. And so we have to appreciate this time. Well, Asr, the time is a great. Innal insana lafi khusr. Man, Nabi Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, man at large is in a great loss. Khusrin, nakira. He's in a great, great loss. But we don't realize that. And how to come out of this loss, that also Allah has shown us. Just these ayats in front, what a namat of Allah Ta'ala. In the hadith park, the sequence may not be the same, but in the hadith park we are taught that appreciate five things before five. One is your life before your death. Each moment that is passing, and to make it valuable. This it is like our train is going, that you have hired a whole goods train, and you are sending goods, or you are sending your containers, whole ship full of your containers. You are sending them somewhere, your business, but now what are you putting in those containers? One is, you could be sending them empty, you are doing nothing whatsoever, you're just whiling your time away. One is, you are sending all wrong things in that containers. What problems they're going to bring for you. One is, you are sending those things in the containers that are going to bring you the maximum profit. So we are all sending our containers to Akhirat. Allah has given us our ship of our life. And we are sailing to Akhirat. And we are filling it with the containers. The containers are going in. What are we filling in those containers? So we have to appreciate this life Allah has given us. And many of us, we are unmindful of this. Generally, whole of mankind, which Allah Ta'ala says, innal insana lafi khusr. Man at large, generally, is just sending empty containers. Or he's sending them full of snakes and scorpions and the worst thing. Things that are going to cause us great grief in the qabr. Things which are going to cause us great grief on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah protect us from this also. And if we have to land in Jahannam, Allah protect us all. So this time of ours is very, very valuable. Today, as Hazrat says in his poem, that whose eyes are on Gumbat-e-Khizra, on the green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not necessarily that you are in Madinatul Munawwara, wherever you are, your life, your eyes are on the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't go and waste his time in this garden and that garden. He doesn't go to this place and that place. He's got a very great mission and object in life. So our life we should spend. Then our youth before old age comes. How many of us appreciate our youth? Youth is a great, great amat of Allah Ta'ala. Normally, a person in his youth is enjoying splendid health. He no problem. He can eat whatever he wants to, it gets digested. He can sleep late at night, no problem. Well, when you are afterwards, old age, 5 minutes before your time of sleeping and people are still talking, it's a big, big problem and you become angry and upset about it. But youth, all these things don't matter. Old age, you are worried, my socks, I must have my socks, I must have my jersey. But youth, anyhow you go, and it doesn't affect you. So to appreciate our youth before our old age. Then particularly what is also mentioned is our free time before we get busy. Today Allah has given us free time and we make it more free. Before we get busy, sometimes a person becomes so busy, he loses his job. Now just to make ends meet, like for example what we hear of the people in Syria, etc. Many cases like this. A person who was so wealthy, in the morning he was wealthy. He had everything. He had hundreds of workers under him. By the night, he's standing in a queue to go and collect one piece of bread. One roti or something, he's standing in a queue. So when you have this free time, appreciate it. One, subhanallah, how valuable. To invite somebody and tell him about deen, how valuable. To make this time valuable, to try and bring people closer to Allah Ta'ala, our family people, ourselves also, to just to read Qautis Supara, to read just Alhamdu Sharif out of memory, to read three times Qul Hu Allah, and pass the sawab to all the marhumeen. What great, great opportunity. And so easy. If you have wudu, all the better. If you don't have wudu, you can still do it also. And what more of this feeling and concentration. So all of us, Allah has given us a lot of free time. We know many people who have lost sometimes their wealth. And they go mad also in that. That we have lost everything. What has happened? A fire came. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that don't regard a small guna as small. That one spark that hits the curtain will turn into a big flame which will burn down the whole house. And hopefully it doesn't burn down the house next door also. Just that one spark. So guna is so dangerous. One small guna, we say small guna, makruh. And we just pass it off. Sunnat ghair muakkada. It's just a sunnat. But we don't know that one small thing, what damage it can cause. So a person has to be alert, has to be conscious all the time. And we know we are driving, and little bit you were not alert, you are not conscious, or you were driving and you felt little bit sleepy. I'll make it 5 kilometers now. And the next, and how sleep comes. There are two things ulama have written which people cannot determine the exact moment when it takes place. One is exactly which moment you fell asleep. If you can't fall asleep, you are suffering from insomnia, you are looking at the watch, but which moment you fell asleep, you can't say which was that moment, when you fell asleep. And the other is the fall of a person or the fall of a nation. At which moment that fall takes place. What we had done, and now we don't realize it, but we are now not just going down, we are falling down, right down. And when that happens also, a person cannot determine. So we have to be conscious of all our actions. That one small little action of ours, which we thought was just a little spark, it's a small thing. I can control it easily, but that can lead us to our whole downfall. Whether that can be what we spoke to our wife, what we told a neighbor, what we told a beggar, what we told anyone, we don't know. Just mention that incident again. That one person was happily married, very wealthy person, about 10 shops he had, what and what didn't he have? Everything he had. But one day he told his wife, I want to have a special night, cook a nice special food, dress up for me also. As they were about to eat, there was a knock on the door. That Allah ke naam pe kuch de do, a beggar, give something in the name of Allah, I'm a beggar here. So he went and he was very angry. When we just want to have a nice time and we're just about to eat, what the poor beggar knows about it? You are just sitting down, you are going to have a special night. And he slapped the beggar. The beggar went away. But that was the moment his downfall started. One after the other, his shop started closing down. Where business was everything on paper and it was running well. Now just the opposite started happening. All his shop came to the stage, to make it short, he couldn't even look after his wife. He couldn't see to her expenses. And he said, I have to divorce you now because I'm responsible to look. I can't even look after you. It so happened, she got married again after some time. The other husband one day told her, let us have a special night again. You dress up. We have prepared special food. As they were about to sit down to eat, then a knock on the door again. Allah ke naam pe kuch de do. Allah barakat dega. Allah khush karega, a beggar again. So he said, take this whole dish and go and give it to that person there. When she went there, the next year she hears the sound and there a noise. That whole plate or whatever it was, dish, it all fell down. And when he rushed to go and see, the beggar ran away. And here she was lying unconscious. When she came around, he asked her, what happened? And she said, no, just forget. He said, no, what? Tell me what happened. She says that I went there and that person, the beggar, he was my previous husband. Who person who was so wealthy, today Allah made him a beggar. And then he said, that man that came to beg on that day was me. I was a beggar that day. Allah Ta'ala today has made me a wealthy man, given you in marriage to me. And today, so tables change. So appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. And be careful, we don't know which moment, what we said, what we think sometimes, and it displeases Allah. And to hurt the feelings of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And we don't know who is a real friend of Allah. Be very careful. And in various ways, Allah has camouflaged his friends also. And we don't recognize them. In other words, we always be careful what we say, what we think about people, what we establish, a thought that comes, we are not responsible. But what we establish in our minds, we have to be very, very careful. All these things. So, the free time Allah has given us to appreciate that. Then, the wealth Allah has given us, appreciate it before poverty comes. And this also, just like in this instance, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, when Hazrat spoke about this, he said it has just come to light that a certain extremely wealthy person in the cellar, he had made a huge safe. Not one safe, a whole like a apartment, whole safe, and what all different places he had in there, all his men, and he was busy appreciating, enjoying, releasing himself. Look at this, what I've got. Look at that, all the things that he had. His workers didn't realize he's inside, and they locked the door from outside. and it's filled with gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and cash notes and what all, and he's enjoying. Now he's locked inside, and it is a safe is a safe. What he shouts also, it can't reach them. They can't hear, and they don't realize he's inside. And he died of hunger. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, this was the plight of the Jew. That all what he had, and he released it. He at that time, if anyone could speak to him, he would have taken an oath and qasam. If I had two slices of bread, a glass of water, that would be more valuable to me than all these treasures here. So it happens in spite of having everything of the dunya. But unless, we must remember, we must make dua also, that Ya Allah, save me from old age, the difficulties. I mustn't become paralyzed, mustn't get a stroke, heart attack, cancer. But whatever we can count and think of, Allah's qudrat is far beyond, unlimited. Allah can, you think you're going to go this road, Allah can come in a billion ways. Allah can come at you. So we just have to ask Allah, Ya Allah, you know, your knowledge is unlimited, your qudrat is unlimited, and you know, your please, you just protect me in every way. Otherwise, we must say also, these things also we say, that Ya Allah, save me from this, save me from poverty, old age, this, how many things. But Allah can come and hit you in such a way that nobody ever thought of it. Allah is Allah. His qudrat is the greatest. How fast is it? We just have to surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Then Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes of another person, a poor person. He went in the jungle and he found a whole bag of gold coins. And he's in the jungle. But he was also extremely hungry. And he died of hunger. And he would say that, Ya Allah, instead of this bag of gold coins, if I had two rotis and a glass of water, that would have been much more valuable than this whole bag of gold coins. So all these material things also, we must not trust on them at all. But unfortunately, man, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, man has been created weak in so many ways also, that he just falls prey to these things. So our free time, appreciate it. And then our wealth before our, may Allah save us, that those days come that we have to start begging of people, that we don't have to beg of people. Allah save us from those days. Then the fifth thing, the sequence may not be like that in the hadith, but the fifth thing, your health before your illness. And that also today we see, and we are taught in the hadith, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an uradda ila arda lil umr. Oh Allah, save me from that old age, arda lil umr, where you become like a baby again, and where you feel Allahu Akbar. Outside also you have got suffering. Whatever, you are paralyzed or whatever difficulty, Allah save us all. And all who are ill, may Allah save them. But at the same time, now that feeling comes, nobody cares for me. My children don't care for me. My wife doesn't care for me. They're all just worried of their own things. Nobody is worried about me. What a psychological difficulty also you are going through. So that also a person. So Allah has given us this time. Make value of our time. Use it in the right way. Don't wait for the time for difficulties to come. And Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sa Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that a person by nature, he feels that, oh Allah, when I'm free now, everything is sorted out, then I'll start practicing on deen, then I'll go out in jamaat, for example, then I'll worry of my islah, just let me sort out this one problem here, that one problem, just let me sort out these two problems here. With the two, just let me sort out these five problems. They just increase all the time. And a person who goes headlong into pleasing Allah, which comes clearly in different ways in the hadith also, when you make Allah your objective and your goal, Allah takes care of all your affairs. But when we make our other things our objectives and our goals, more and more problems come. So this, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, a person who doesn't appreciate time and this great treasure which Allah has given us, Allah declares that person is in khusran. He is in khusran mubeen. He is in open deception. He is in an open great loss. Then Allah in His great kindness has shown us how to come out of it also. Not to sort out this problem, not to sort out that problem, but إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The first and foremost thing, believe in Allah. the Zaat of Allah. And there is no way you can deny the existence of Allah. Just a little reflection in any way and you will realize. There is no way you can deny the Tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Everything what is happening is only one Allah. Whatever it is, هو الذي أضحك وأبكى هو الذي أمات وأحيا. It is only Allah who makes you laugh and cry. He is the one who gives you life and death. Everything is in the hands of Allah. Realize that one Allah. And then when you realize that, now bring your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. You have got that iman, that ma'rifat of Allah, which is also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And a great, great gift from Allah, that ma'rifat is, that you have got that. Now build on that. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now start doing righteous deeds also. And they are also all different righteous deeds. That your 5 times namaz. Then worry about yourself. And this beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam towards the end, وَجْعَلْنَا هَادِينَ مُحْتَدِينَ. Oh Allah, make us hadeen, guides of other people. First that has come. Muhtadin, that we be guided. We will put it the sequence the other way. That, oh Allah, let me be guided and then let me guide others. But when you are worried of your family, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Worry of your family, put them right. Today we don't say anything to anyone. No, you can't tell anyone. I'll tell somebody something, they'll find 10 faults in me. Today you tell the wife and she will remind you of 20 things in your life. You telling me this, but what about you? This, yeah, this, there. No, we have to say the right thing and say it in the right. And the most important thing, say it with the right. And not to score points. Not to gain mileage. That I'll take out this fault at this time. This fault at this time. No, with that earnestness. Hazrat Maulana Kareem Siddiqui, Damat Barakatum, who works a lot in non-Muslims, he says that we are worried that they will attack us. They won't like us if we go and give da'wah. Today we give our Muslim brothers da'wah. Jamaat goes door to door. Nowadays not so much, but previously a lot of hassles by everyone. Nowadays generally, alhamdulillah, jamaats are accepted generally. But before, but if we have to go to non-Muslims today, and also we should think, how many Jehovah Witnesses are coming to our doors? How many other people are coming to our doors? Why can't we go? Why haven't we got? But when you go there, not to show them just that Islam is superior in Islam, but you have that burning worry in your heart that how are they going to burn in Jahannam without Kalima? Without Hidayah, they are burning in the fire now already. Which all our Buzurgs have explained, when a person is involved in guna, he thinks I'm enjoying. But actually he's burning in the fire of Jahannam. Which comes in the Hadith Sharif, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْظُورُ إِلَيْهِ. A person who is gaping and looking at a woman, Allah's la'nat is on that person. And Allah's la'nat are the curses. He's removed from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. When we are thinking of a guna, we are thinking bad about somebody, we are thinking of a woman or whatever else it is, we are in the flame of the azab of Allah Ta'ala. But a person is enjoying that. He is feeling he is enjoying. This is exactly as it comes in a hadith, that Jannah is covered with all difficulties and hardships. And Jahannam is covered with all things of enjoyment and pleasure, which we think. When Dajjal will come, he will have the fire in one hand, and he will have a garden in the other hand. The fire will be actually the garden, and the garden will actually be the fire. Today we know what it is, all the wrong. And also one thing, we should make lot of dua and ask Allah protection. How many of us are such that our life only can carry on as long as we are involved in haram? The minute we come to halal, we cut off. For example, a person is having a relationship with a girl, enjoying himself, haram. Now when they get married, now they break off, they cut off now. Now they start, most of the love marriages, this is what happens now. After marriage, everything goes wrong. A person is earning haram money, his life is going well. Now he cuts off from there. Now he has problem. Now difficulties come. So do we have to make dua that Ya Allah, make my mizaj to be akin to be familiarized with halal. That everything what is halal, I enjoy. What is haram? A person, he takes his phone and he's looking at just idle things, nothing, not guna also, but he's passing his time. Oh, he's looking at haram and enjoying it. But tell him to read Quran Sharif, one page, one ruku, that he cannot do. That he finds very, very hard. A person is involved in ghibat and he's enjoying, laughing, and he's rolling on the ground with laughter and enjoyment, belittling somebody, speaking bad about somebody, getting so much of enjoyment. Now tell that person about good, about something, the good of people, etc. Now he can't tolerate that. He can't take that. So Allah save us from such a condition. This khabasat which is in us, many times the heart is filled with the dirt. Make dua that Allah removes that dirt from our hearts. We hear somebody is sick. With our tongue we make dua Allah give shifa. But inside, deep inside, there is that also, good he's suffering. May he still suffer more. And we don't want to hear that he has become better. And just also analyze it in ourselves. Like that we will say, I haven't got this in me. Sometimes we ask the health of a person, for one reason we ask, I hear he's sick or something. So these things here, they are very, this khabasat, dirt and filth which is filled in the heart, which is in the crevices of the heart, that also Allah must take it out completely. And from the bottom of our heart, that we wish good for all the Muslims, for all Allah's creation, for all of mankind, for all of jinn also. That all this dirt must be taken out from us. Also one serious thing which may Allah Ta'ala save us from. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam in his time, 950 years, and his life of 950 years was a miracle. It wasn't everyone was living that type for 950 years. Generations were coming and going in front of him. And 950 years, and in Surah Nuh, the whole first ruku, how he's standing to Allah, how I inni da'awtum laylan wa nahara, day and night. I call them in the public places, I call them in the private places, I openly call them secret. Allah, how much I showed them the creation, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, but yet they refused. Then it comes that, oh Allah, increase them in their evil. So when he couldn't, and this is also a thing Allah save us from, when a person is on that wrong path and he's going more into wrong, not making tawbah, going more into wrong, that is an azab also from, because Allah now wants to give you worse punishment. So Allah let you do worse gunas and you don't realize it also. May Allah save us from such condition that a person goes into worse and worse all the time and he's not even conscious of it. He doesn't think about it. We are falling into major sin. Allah brings a problem. And then we are talking about people, backbiting, etc. We are falling also more into sin. And we don't even realize it. So no question of making tawbah also. And one very, very important, just a few things, just by points I will mention. One is, shukr is very less in us. To make shukr of the billions of ni'mats of Allah in one ni'mat which we have got. And we have got billions of ni'mats to make shukr. The other is our extravagance, wastage that we have got. Amount of wastage that we are involved in everything, our weddings or our walimas also, the amount of wastage that is taking place, our daily food consumption also. In Ramzan, our wastage increases even more. So all different types of our wastage, our functions, etc., that is also, today we don't think of saving or anything, just wastage. Water, we just want to wash our hands and we see how the tap is just open. Full blast, the tap is open and we just need a little bit. And the other one, other out of the many things, imitation of the non-Muslims. This is also has become so common in our dini matters also. We go imitating the West. Those people who celebrate the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no celebration of any birthday whatsoever. But in that celebration also, nation also copying the non-Muslims. That also, what were things of the non-Muslims we are copying in there. Everything of the non-Muslims has become our, may Allah guide us to righteousness and bring consciousness into us. That is why we together, this is not, it is in me, and I'm telling you, that it comes into all of us. We become conscious of it. We correct ourselves. And Allah, out of His kindness, if we have that niyat, I want to have 100% perfection and correctness, I'm not even at zero. I'm greatly down in minus. But Ya Allah, I want to correct myself. InshaAllah, Allah will give us more in that corrected form. May Allah make that our object and purpose of life, and we work in that direction, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a reminder to the brothers, inshaAllah, on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of Jamaad al-Ula, 3rd, 4th and 5th of March will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place here at Darul Uloom. So we humbly request the brothers to start making effort. MashaAllah, some places like Cape Town, they have already started, everything is written, prepared already. So the other brothers also, we are asking that we start making some effort towards this. InshaAllah, those brothers who are from the nearby areas, every Laylatul Arbi'a, our Tuesday night majlis, will be taking some karguzari, trying to find out how much of effort has been done. And brothers from the outer areas, from Natal, etc., once a month, next month also, when we have our monthly majlis, we will be taking karguzari. So we humbly request the brothers to make effort, firstly for our own Islam and reformation, and secondly that others can also come for this Islam Jalsa. And there was one more thing. The other thing is that for meals, normally we go down from the front, but inshallah today the last two rows, the dasturkhans have been laid out, which is out of the masjid. So if we go from the back, inshallah, then we can sit on the last two rows, then we are not in part of the masjid, so there is no need to make an intention of i'tikaf.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز وأصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.